So the other day I was wandering through Facebook and I stumbled across the Last Stop Donkey program. And I've got to tell you, I've come across donkeys once in my life and they're beautiful creatures and they've got a wonderful character to them. Joining us to have a chat about the program is Joe. Joe, how you doing?
I'm well, how are you?
Not too bad. Tell us a little bit about the Last Stop Donkey program. What is it?
It's basically a program where some local farmers who are ex-parents of students that went to our school, that's St. Catherine's at Singleton.
Right.
They've taken donkeys from basically northern parts of Australia where donkeys are a feral pest, and they've brought them down to Singleton to try and find a home for these donkeys, mainly as guardian animals. So donkeys are quite effective in helping protect livestock from wild dogs and foxes. And so, you know, there was a demand and they recognised that demand. And
wow.
Then we thought we could get the kids involved here, the agriculture students, to quiet them down, break them in and get them quiet enough for people to handle, to worm and manage them, pick up their feet and that sort of thing. And yeah, that's how it all began.
Joe, I'm learning a lot this morning. So these animals, these donkeys are feral. They're living out in the bush, and they've been brought down specifically because they have an ability to be able to protect our domestic animals.
Well, livestock, yeah. So
yeah.
You tend to get a donkey will bond with the flock or the herd, and yeah, we'll keep wild dogs, foxes away. We've used them here on our place. We get foxes at the school farm in our lambing season, and the donkey forms a similar role as what an alpaca would or even a Maremma dog. But I've seen them in action, and they are vicious. And it's quite surprising because you sort of look at donkeys and go, yeah, they're quiet and a bit dopey, maybe a bit stubborn. But I tell you what, when they see something that's a threat, you don't want to be in its way. They're fierce.
Consider me warned. I must admit, I didn't expect it to be a physical presence. I thought, because the donkey has been born with what I would consider the siren of sounds. You know, you know the sound of a donkey, and if you hear that, maybe they'd be warning of something, but they actually jump in the way to protect animals physically.
Yeah, and they will kick them, like double barrel kick them, and they've even been known to pick them up in their mouths and shake them and kill them that way.
Oh, so, good Lord.
Or just there's a guy up in Lambs Valley, has a real bad wild dog problem.
Yeah.
And he got a donkey, and in a week, that donkey killed 3 wild dogs.
They're like the bouncers of the...
Yeah, that's it.
The wild world. That's incredible. So do you need multiple numbers of donkeys, or you just mentioned there that one sounded like it was guarding a flock pretty efficiently?
Yeah, so one tends to bond with the flock or herd that they're protecting. Look, you can have 2 together. You probably just need a little bit more work with that because what can happen is they just hang out with each other.
Ah, okay,
Yeah, we've sort of had more success here with just one donkey in with whatever herd or flock you're trying to protect.
Yeah.
These donkeys are pretty quiet now. People are also interested as companion animals. And there's even interest from people who want to use them to hike trails, like the one up in Queensland and that, like a pack animal. You know, they're not dangerous in any way. Like, they're just real. Even these ones that have never really seen humans, other than maybe being chased with a helicopter and, you know, put under stress to get on trucks. But they've come here and they've just been, you know, we can pat them, we can pick up their feet. They've just amazed me how quiet they've got. So quickly, yeah.
My interaction with a donkey was I was doing some work many years ago, and in the paddock next to us there was 3 or 4 of them, and every time they started that sound, that unmistakable donkey braying sound, I couldn't help laughing at it. It's the funniest sound in the world. Do you get them making that noise all the time?
Yeah, the jacks make that noise a lot. Like my son, his favourite thing to do is come down. And he can make the jack Eeyore at him. Like, he'll start, like, calling out to him, and he'll start calling back to him. He thinks that, oh, he loves it. He thinks it's great. But, yeah, the jacks in particular are very vocal.
That is amazing. Well, look, if anybody wanted to be a part of the Last Stop Donkey program, what should they do, Joe? What do you recommend?
Well, we've got a Facebook page, which is how you found us. And now we've also got a website, which is laststopdonkeyprogram.com.au. So
you can go there. Is absolutely fantastic. Good luck with the program. I look forward to chatting about it. I might even come down and meet some of those donkeys myself because I find them an amazing character. And thanks to you, I've learned so much about them today. I don't want to get between them and their flock by the sound of it.
No. Not if you... Your value, part of your body.
Joe, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Andrew.